right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. On the line, Mr. Mike Van Someren. He is a candidate for District 5 congressional seat, presently held by Scott Fitzgerald. You know, sir, when you talk about making it easier for people to vote, voter suppression, big money in politics, those are all things that nobody can argue have basically come from the right side of the aisle. And, you know, I hear people constantly saying, well, you know, it's both sides, and the Democrats are no different than the Republicans. And I got to say, you know, nobody can show me where on the left side of the dial anything coming close to those five proposed policy changes that you are talking about.
No, I'd have to agree with you. I think that, you know, on the left, there is a push to get people to vote. And there's a push to make sure that everybody that wants to vote is able to vote. So I have not seen an equal version on the left. I will say that the only thing that I would say both sides do is gerrymandering. And I don't think that's not good for either party to do, because that minimizes the votes or the voice of the people, whichever state you're in, whichever side you're on. We want a competition of ideas each election.
You know, this has been going on now for, I would go back, you know, I've been around a little while, and, you know, I think back to when Ronald Reagan became the president of the United States, and there started to be a change in the way politics were happening in this country, and bit by bit, piece by piece, they have been very successful in dismantling, you know, what voting was really about in this country. And I don't know if people really understand, or if we'll ever get back to a point where people can trust, you know, a system anymore, because here on the right, they do everything within their power to talk about how the system is rigged and crooked. But at the same time, it is the right who's creating these things that are having people not trust a system, and yet they are benefiting by it.
Yeah, I will say that, you know, I was born when Reagan was president, so I've seen more. As I've been coming of age, I've seen more of the vitriolic and probably the worst aspect of it, and haven't seen as much of the decline. But I do think that there are some things we can do to restore faith in elections and address the concerns and the arguments that the right raises in order to justify restricting the right to vote. You know, I support voter ID as long as it's not a barrier to voting. You know, if the IDs are free and they're easy to get, and we allow multiple different forms, I think that's a good thing. It gives people faith in the system, and it's
the problem with that is it's not being done fairly and equitably, and so, you know, that's why, you know, we can support the voter IDs, but they make it almost an impossible task in some areas.
Sure. Absolutely. And if you're going to have voter ID, you have to make sure that access is there. If voter ID turns into a barrier, you can't have it. That, you know, that's the rub there, right? Is if you're going to have a policy, you have to make sure that you're doing everything in your power so that it's not a barrier to voting. People need to be able to vote.
Hey, let's do this. Let's bring Al. Let's bring Al on. Al, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I'm good. I wanted this gentleman to talk about his district. What does it encompass, and is there a block of minority voters in that district?
Al, thank you very much for the call. You want to respond to that, Mike?
Sure. So the district as it stands right now is most of Waukesha County, all of Washington County, all of Jefferson County, and parts of Milwaukee County and Dodge County. So it's a fairly large district. And yes, there is pockets of minority voters, especially in Waukesha and the West Allis and Wauwatosa areas.
What do you want to say to the listening audience in the last few minutes? Clearly we're going to have you back on, but this is the first time that we have you on. What do you want to say to the listeners as they hear you for the first time?
Sure. I think what I'd like to convey to as many people as possible is that I truly believe in solving problems. You know, in my private practice, I'm a business lawyer. My job is to find solutions to my clients' problems. I want to be the one that helps find solutions to the problems that the district is facing or the country is facing. And I think that we can do that. And I think that there's room for compromise. I think that we need to take steps in the right direction, you know, making sure in this case, making sure more people vote, making sure everybody that wants to vote can vote, making sure elections are safe. But we also need to hear the other side and engender some trust, and they need to do the same for us. And that's what I'm here to do, is to listen, to learn, and to advocate, and to fight for the people of this district and make sure that the country moves forward and is more inclusive and helps as many people as possible reach the American dream.
Mike, it's a big task to run for Congress. Have you ever run for elected positions before?
I have not.
So this was a major step in your life.
This was one of the biggest decisions I've ever made, and I could not be more excited for the opportunity to work for the people of this region.
Well, I want to thank you for taking the time out to spend with us this evening. We will certainly make sure that we have you back on as we move closer to the election time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
All right. We'll talk again soon. Up next, the interim mayor of the city of Milwaukee, Cavalier Johnson, will be joining us. You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789. We'll be back.